More than two dozen people dressed in dark blue held up signs reading Honk for Autism and Malama are Keiki. Amanda Kelly is president of the Hawaii Association for Behavior Analysis.
We're here rallying for Senate Bill 791, autism insurance, and our licensure, which is Senate Bill 40. We know that if it doesn't get put on the hearing notice, that it's not going to be heard this week. And if that's the case, our bills will die. And we really just can't see that happen for the families here in Hawaii.
Last session, autism-related bills made it all the way to the last day and died 2 minutes before adjournment. Jerry Pino from Eva Beach says legislation requiring private insurance coverage for autism treatment is named after her son, Luke. Pino says her 14-year-old never received applied behavior analysis, a proven treatment for autism, but they're committed to helping others.
It could have been much, much different for us, but what we want to do is we want to make it different for the kids that are being diagnosed now, the kids who are young right now, and so if these kids get the help and they become more independent, then it's going to cost the state less.
And those savings vary, according to behavior analyst Sarah Sato, who has worked with autistic children for 16 years.
It can range anywhere between $200,000 to $900,000 per individual per year for the state to care for these individuals. We know that intervening early, all of these folks have the best chance at not relying on the state and being independent.
Behavior analyst Kristen Koba Burt from Maui is vice president of the association. Koba Burt says the neighbor islands are the hardest hit.
We see children that are diagnosed at later ages, children that aren't able to access treatment. We see children going into school, not able to appropriately communicate. And we see more severe needs for our adult children with autism, and they're not able to access the services they need.
The autism bills will be heard by the House Finance Committee Wednesday. Chair Sylvia Luke is considering the bill's impact on those with private health insurance.
Last year, some of the cost impact that was being thrown around was about 31 cents per month per, I guess, participant. When the actuarial study came out, the amount actually became $1.67 per month per member. So, you know, we want to be very transparent about the impact of passing this bill onto the public.
Meanwhile, back at the rally, Association President Kelly says Medicaid is working on providing applied behavioral analysis for those with autism, and state lawmakers are considering making the cutoff age 18. And if the bill is approved this week, Kelly would like the cutoff age to match Medicaid's.
I would love for it to be 21 to see the state match Medicaid in its support to the private insurance.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.